Let's be honest. I mean, these days it's probably pretty hard for you and including myself to imagine a world without plastic. It's absolutely everywhere, and in a world fueled by convenience, we've become pretty inured to the sheer mass of disposable items that we use and discard. Well, US-born Marina Debris has been cleaning this rubbish off LA and Sydney beaches for over 16 years now. She realized some time ago that her efforts were targeting the symptom, not the cause of the issue. Using her creative talent and what could only be described as quite an aptitude for activism, she's actually gone on and created pieces of art from this rubbish to draw attention to the plastic pollution crisis. A very good morning to you, and thank you for joining us on Breakfast this morning, Marina.
Good morning.
Now, look, you use the term artivist to describe yourself. I love it. I've never encountered it before. How important do you think art is to activism and vice versa?
Well, I know in my case, it's my best method of communication. I'm not an incredibly good speaker. I started when I became aware of the problem. I had moved from Bondi to Los Angeles, where it's very obvious and that there's a lot of plastics washing up. And I used to just kind of talk to people if I, you know, saw somebody, like, for instance, I saw a gentleman throwing tennis balls into the ocean for his dogs to fetch, and they weren't fetching them. And I went right up into his grill, as it were, and said, "You're going to get those balls, aren't you?" And I would sort of accost people in the store for taking, you know, three plastic bags for one milk container, plastic milk container. And the reaction I got was basically, you know, "Who the hell are you? And, you know, what are you trying to tell me? You, it's none of your business." And I just realized that that was not only pointless, but making matters worse. So I'm trained as a graphic designer, and because of that, delivering a message is what we designers are supposed to do, a visual message. So I just started creating pieces of art, and that satiated me, as well as I realized that people were getting a message from my work. And I also, it's hard to tell, but I have a sense of humor which comes out in my work mostly. It doesn't, actually, a very good friend of mine in Los Angeles said once that I was the funniest person she knew. And I said, "You mean on paper?" And she said, "Yeah, you're right, on paper. I'm not that funny a person either." But anyways, getting back on point, there are a lot of, I actually followed the artist Chris Jordan, who was the first artist I knew who was doing work in plastic pollution. And I don't know if your listeners know about him, but he originally did a series called Running the Numbers, and it was a photographic representation of how many plastic bottles we use per second. And it was just so haunting and Whoa. In your face. And it really helped to make you aware, because the numbers, you know, you can say there are 8 billion disposable whatever every second, and it just means nothing to you. But when you see a visual depiction of it, it really helps. And then he did a series of albatross that are ingesting plastic in Midway Atoll, which is in the middle of nowhere, and dying in large numbers. And they are just haunting photos. And they have gone fairly viral. And I think that is one of the reasons that people even are aware of the situation at all, is because of his photographs. So that's where I believe it's incredibly important. And I also, the movie Blackfish, I think about a lot too, which, you know, showed about orca captivity and dolphin captivity and how they're treated. And that almost put SeaWorld out of business. So, you know, it can really be effective. I hope that someday my work, I don't, at the moment, I don't see my work actually creating change. It does make people think, though. I know that for a fact. And, you know, where the point comes where we actually change our habits, I'm not sure. You know, that's what I really want to.
It's a hard one because we want to make people think to begin with. But of course, that thinking has to come with actual changes to behavior afterwards. I quite love what I've seen of your art, the idea of fashion as a medium, something that's really in its own way about consumerism, highlighting consumerism, but also fashion is all about visibility. And so it's making this kind of, this plastic pollution as visible as possible.
Yeah. And I don't alter any of the materials when I find them. For instance, one outfit it sounds horrible, but it was a diaper. The top is a washed-up diaper, but it's grown all this sort of seaweed, and it's quite a beautiful fabric, and people are just amazed when I tell them what it is. It's not touching the model's body, by the way, and it's already been in the ocean for who knows how long, so we're swimming in it anyway.
This is a very good point.
What I tell them.
Well, look, it is incredible art. I know people can see a bit of it on www.washedup.us. We're going to have a link to that up on the 2SER.com website. Thank you for talking to us about your artivism, and keep up the good fight is all I can say.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Marina Debris there. Like I said, we'll have a link to her work up on the 2SER.com website. The intersection of art and activism, alive and well, and looking at plastic pollution.